We have here, we're continuing in the Gemara, which begins on Beis Amud Aleph, Shabbos, continues to Beis Amud Beis. The question is, how is the count of, why is it that here we have four inside, four outside, Shtayim Shein Arba Fnim, Shtayim Shein Arba Vachotz, but in Shavuos it really only has Shtayim Shein Arba. Okay, the count is half, right?
So the Gemara had two answers.
Two attempted answers. Okay, one which it left with. But the first answer was, I'll tell you why. Because over here, it's only mentioning the Avos. Not the Toldos. I'm sorry, in Shavuos, only... Apparently, everyone agrees that in Shavuos, it's only has the main... The Shabbos has everything, and Shavuos has the main stuff. Because what does the main stuff mean? So the first answer was, it has the Avos, not the Toldos. Okay? So it was not Toldos. So it says, hold on a second. Avos... By the way, Avos are Hotzah and Toldos are Achmasa, right? So it says Avos, you only have two Chiyuvim of Hotzah, you only have two of the Avos, so what is it, two which are four? So it says, no, it has the Chiyuv and the Ptor. Okay, two which are two Chiyuv, two Hotzahs of Chiyuv and the two Hotzahs of Ptor. Okay? Fine. So then the Gemara said, but that's not like Maros Negayim, because of the Maros Negayim, the two which are four were all Chiyuv, didn't have some Chiyuv, some Ptor. At all chiyuv. So therefore, it's not commensurate. The Mishnah rejects it because presumably these things are Shnei Shein Arba and the Mishnah should be commensurate. And since Maros Negayim are not some chiyuv, some p'tor, but they're all chiyuv, so too must be with regard to Shabbos, they're all chiyuv. Okay? Fine. So therefore, they rejected that. And it said, now, so rather, the difference is that in... Exactly that in Shavuos it has only the Chiyuvim, Avos and Toldos. Shnei Shein Arba means two Avos, and the Shnei Shein Arba which are the Toldos. But in Shabbos, not only has the Chiyuvim, it also has the Ptoros. Okay, and that was basically what the Gemara went with. Okay, it's all Chiyuvim, but it has Avos and Toldos in Shavuos, but no Ptoros, but in Shabbos it has the Ptoros and the Chiyuvim. Okay, that was the Gemara. I'm just getting the Chashon of the Gemara, okay? So we explained, we said, what's the question? He says the first Ahavmina is very good, the Gemara assumed very good, is that in the Mishnah and Shavuos wants to give you the essence. Now the essence of Otsa'ah is the conceptual structure of the thing. The conceptual structure of the thing is the Av and this Ptoros. Because you could draw out the conceptual structure through telling you the Chiyuvim and the Ptoros. Because it's telling you Otsa'ah has two components, Akira et Anacha. If you have both of them, you're Chayiv. If you have only one of them, you're Potter. Aval Aser. So through the Shnei Shein Arba, the Chiyuv and the Ptor, you really illustrate the whole conceptual structure of Hotzah. The two components, the Raisa, and one of them is Darbanan. So that's the way the Gemara held. And the Toldos, on the other hand, are a technicality. Direction is really is irrelevant. It's true only one was in the Mishkan, but only the Hotzah was in the Mishkan, but Mali this, Mali that, they're the same exact thing. And therefore, of course, the Toldos are the same way. Right, the Achmas the same way, but the Mishnah and Shavuos doesn't have to tell you that because it's just interested in painting for you the essential conceptual structure of the thing, and direction is an accidental detail. So, but the Mishnah and Shabbos, which is giving you all the halachos, so it gives you it fills the picture for you. Okay, but essentially it's trying to paint for you, according to the first answer, the conceptual structure of Malachim, which goes by the Chiyuvim Ptoros. Right? Okay. Problem is that by Maros Negayim, it doesn't do it through Chiyuv and Ptor. It doesn't do whatever it's trying to do by Maros Negayim. You see, it doesn't use the method of Chiyuv and Ptor. But the Shnei Shein Arba of Maros Negayim is through those things which really are Negayim. Full-fledged. Not through things which aren't Negayim. Like, there's two ways to illustrate something. Through what's not in it, or through what is in it. So the thing is that Negayim, it doesn't do it through what's not in it. It does it through what is in it. So presumably there should be a similarity. The different parts of our Mishnah should be the same. So therefore, the Gemara says it can't be that it's illustrating conceptual structure of Hotzah through the Chiyuv and the Ptor, because then it wouldn't be commensurate with the Maros Negayim, and therefore rejected it. Okay? So far, so good? Okay. So then the Gemara says, so therefore you have to abandon that idea and say it's only Avos and Toldos. Okay? It's in the Chiyuvs. So now we said is that the Mishnah is not trying to teach you the conceptual structure of Hotzah, but it's trying to show you the derivation, so to speak, of Hotzah. In Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav has Hotzah, that's the Shtayim, and then through Torah Shebal Peh, you have Shehin Arba, which is the Hachnasos. Even though it's not a big Chiddush, in terms of the malacha, in terms of the structure of the malacha, but it's showing you the method of derivation of Shoshayin Shein Arba, where you have an institution where it's two things in the Derev Torah Shavasav, which are extended to four through the Torah Shavasav. And similarly by all the other things in the Mishnah there, is that it was showing you the Torah Shavasav and its corresponding Torah Shavasav. And that's Shoshayin Shein Arba. So therefore it includes the Toldos, but it doesn't include the Ptors. The Ptors aren't the Torah Shavasav. I mean, that's trying to show you the structure of the thing itself, Torah Shavasav and Torah Shavasav. So in the Ptors, you wait till Masav Shabbos, you'll figure out the whole conceptual structure of the thing. But it's not trying to show you the conceptual structure, it's trying to show you the development and the systems of Tosh Vassar and Tosh Baal Peh and the thing. That was what they were included. Okay, so far so good? Okay. So that was what he was just summarizing what he did last time. So now, Tosfos is back on the first shot. Okay, on the rejection of the first shot. So again, first shot was saying is that it's Avos and Toldos. Okay, so it's a concept, I'm sorry, not Avos and Toldos. Only Avos, not Toldos, because it's just a conceptual structure. We don't care about the Tolda. Just a conceptual structure. So it says, okay, but that's only two. So it says, no, it's Chiyav and Ptor. Chiyav and Ptor. Conceptual structure, the Ptor is also part of it. It says, oh, hold on, it's not like Maris Nagayim. So Tos says, yeah, but wait a second. Maris Nagayim, the Gemara should have jumped on the problem of Maris Nagayim earlier. Because once you say, the Gemara's first move was that here it's mentioning the Avos and not the Toldos. Right, only that was not told us. Only Utsa, not Achnasa. She just said right away, wait a second. But by Maris Nagayim, it has the Avos and the told us. So it shouldn't have even got shouldn't have gotten to the step of Chiyav and Ptor and knocked out the Maris Nagayim because Chiyav and Ptor. Should have just said, what are you talking about, Avos, not told us? By Maris Nagayim, it's clear it has Avos and told us. Right? So why didn't it get angry earlier? Assume it would have let that slide. So Tosa says, Hasam. Tells you must hasan the law vikar Shabbos and beis and beis first hasam. Tani told avos. Tani, I'm sorry, avos tani v'toldos lo tani. They're saying since the essence here isn't Shabbos, it's not mentioning the toldos. V'im tomar v'baros and gan tani avos v'toldos because mefarish v'shuas. Right, because you see there, it does have the toldos. Kshein arba seis v'toldos so baharos v'toldos so. Right, it has seis and maharos, which are the two main ones, and then those which are tafel to it, they're toldos. Right, so even though the essence there is a negayim, apparently even though it's not mesachs negayim, it's still mentioning the av and the dolda. So why here was it saying no? Since the essence is not Shabbos, it's only mentioning the av, and it's not mentioning the dolda. But you see, that's not commensurate with negayim, so it should have jumped in right there. Right, so my answer is no. So I told his answer is v'yesh lomar de lo dami. You can't compare the Avos and Toldos of Shabbos to the Avos and Toldos of Maris Nagayim. The Hasam, the Toldos, the Nagayim Ksivi. Toldos Shabbos lo Ksivi. Because the Toldos by Nagayim are written in the Pasuk. Because it says, Se'es, Sapachas, Ubaharas. So Se'es and Maharas are the main things, and then Sapachas is in the Pasuk, which means secondary. Secondary. So it's referenced, not explicit in the Pasuk exactly, but they're referenced in the Pasuk. But Hachnasa, the Tolda Hachnasa by Shabbos, is not in the Pasuk. So therefore, that's not, you can't compare them. You can't compare them. They're not the same thing. Okay, that's Pshat and Tosas. Any questions? Okay, so Johnny, we have a good question and answer here. So Johnny's asking a question on Tosas' Kasha. Because Tosas' Kasha is that why does the Gemara ask that then doesn't work out with the 2 and 4, the number doesn't work out, it should have just right away asked the problem of it's not, it can't be the same as Maris Nagayim because the Avos and Toldos. Should have asked it right away. So why did it first go to the question of 2 and 4? The number doesn't work out. So Johnny says, what do you mean? Just the opposite. 2 and 4, though, that's a crazy, that's impossible. It just had the number wrong. So that's the right question to ask first. The question is, the Mishnah says, Shtayim Shein Arba, which are 4, and you're giving an answer, the thing's only 2. So that's a knockout, Kasha. That question has to come before the question of, but the fact that it's not comparable to Maris Nagayim, whereas before you work out the comparability to the rest of the Mishnah, you got to work out the thing itself. That pshat can't be Shtayim Shein Arba because there's no Arba, there's only 2. So that's really the right question first. So Tos bothered by why does the Gemara compare it to Sota? That's the first question. Shlaim Shein Arba. And then afterwards it answers Shlaim Shein Arba must be the Ptor. So once it's on the Ptor, so it says, oh, but that's not like Maris Nagayim. The Gemara could have asked, gone back to the Toldos, but it had the knockout right from the Chivim Ptor. So why change topics back to the other thing? Right, so that's Shlaim Shein Arba. So I think the answer is that it comes from how to read the Gemara. That when the Gemara is asking the Kasha, but it doesn't work out because it's only 2, So the kasha is a rhetorical question. It's a lead-in question. Because obviously, the Gemara didn't miscalculate and give an answer that it's only the avos. The avos are only two. Obviously, so how the guy give an answer that it's only the avos if the Mishnah clearly says two, which are four, and you're saying it's only the avos and there are only two. So that can't possibly really be what he meant. So someone says, v'chi tema, if you're going to say, I know what you're going to have to say, the only thing you could have possibly meant when you said it's only the avos, it means, shtayin shein arba, means the chiv and the p'tor. That must be what you meant, because that has to be. It's not a kasha, like, how could you possibly say two? That's crazy. Of course, he meant, the only answer you're going to have to say, I know what you must mean. You must mean, shtayin shein arba means chiv and p'tor. Oh, but shtayin shein arba, that doesn't work out because Marsan Nagon doesn't have chiv and p'tor. So the question of the number doesn't work out isn't a real question. It's a leading kasha. It's deriving what the guy must hold. He must hold the shtayin shein arba is in the chiv and p'tor, and therefore it doesn't work out with Marsan Nagon. But those are the kasha then is, hold on. You don't need a leading kasha. You don't have to lead into the Chiyuv and Patur, and once you prove Chiyuv and Patur, now knock it out from Nagayim. You have a knockout right away, because the Avos and Tolbos isn't like Nagayim. So you don't even need to lead in to start getting him into the corner. You can just say right now, you're telling me that since it's not Iker, if the Iker isn't Shabbos, it's not talking about the Tolbos, that's not true. You see why Nagayim it does? So right away, you don't have to start going to what are your four. You just have a question on the very principle itself. They were only learning Avos and not Tolbos. It's not true. Okay, so now that we got that out of the way, are there any questions now on conceptual questions on Tosus's question and his answer? So we got his question, so his question is good. He said, why didn't the Gemara right away stop and say, hold on, you're telling me that since it's Shabbos, the Iker isn't Shabbos, and Shavuos the Iker isn't Shabbos, therefore it's only mentioned the Avos, not mentioned the Toldos. But what do you mean? It's not true. Shemaras Negayim, the Iker isn't Negayim there, but yet it's mentioned the Avos and Toldos. So by Shabbos also it should mention the Avos and Toldos. So Tosa's answer is no, there's a difference between the Toldos. The Toldos by Nagam are written openly in the Pasuk. Toldos by Shabbos are not written openly in the Pasuk. So the question is, are there any questions on this answer? So Zagar doesn't need a question. He's saying is that hold on, a Tolda seems to mean that it's derived. There's the Av and the Tolda. Tolda seems to mean that which is derived from the Av. But if it's derived from it, now all of a sudden Tosa is saying is it's written openly in the Pasuk. So it's written openly in the Pasuk, so why aren't they all Avos? That's what you're saying. Like, why aren't they should all be Avos? I mean, they're all open in the Pasuk. If you tell me that it's derived, then I can understand why it's Tolda. But if you're saying it's Torah writes them all, they're all open, they're all in the Pasuk, so by what right are you calling it a Tolda? Call them all Avs. Okay, good. So Johnny's saying good, is that Tolda doesn't mean it's derived from the Torah, like with Svara. It just means it's like a secondary thing. There's the main category, which is this Ace and the Baharas. And then there's those things which are secondary to it. Anyway, those negas whose color is like comes under these primary negas, so they're secondary and they're told of it. But even though the Torah openly says it, doesn't mean that its nature is not of a secondary nature. Not necessarily in derivation, but it's secondary in character. Right? Okay, good. So that question's answered. Okay, now what do you think about Tosa's answer? Any questions on Tosa's answer? I mean, that's a problem. The problem is that it doesn't make... Who cares that it's written in the Pasuk? But the point is, you're saying is that by Shabbos, the Iker isn't Shabbos, so they're not going into the Toldos. We're only mentioning the Avos. Because the Iker is not Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, they go into the Avos and Toldos. But when the Iker is a Mesechus Shavuos, you don't care. So we only talk about the Avos. So similarly, you should say, by a Negayim, since it's not a Mesechus Negayim, you only mention the Avos, not the Toldos. But he says, no, there's a difference. These toldos are in the Pasuk. And those toldos aren't in the Pasuk. Okay, so what? So what? What does that have to do with it? But the point is you have Avos and you have toldos. Now, is the Mishnah in Shavuos considering Avos and toldos or only Avos? I'm saying he's mentioning Avos and toldos which are written in the Pasuk. What's the logic for that? Where did that come from? Right? I mean, that's I think the question is. What's his answer? His answer isn't just... He's making it up. He's like an ad hoc thing. He has a question. He says, you see, you have Avos and Toldos. Oh, they're different because these are in the Pasuk. So what? So what's the Pasuk going to do with it? Right? And that's a problem. Of course, you have to define the Havamin Maskana, but this is just a kasha. You know? It just doesn't, his answer doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you believe him, you know, that makes sense, but you have to, you know, to accept it. But it doesn't seem to be a concept. There must be a concept he's pointing to. Kasha is really, Gemara's chiluk is avos and tolos. That's what we're saying, is that since it's not Shabbos, we're only talking about the avos, not the tolos. Right? So he's saying is, no, now it's, he's kind of changing things. He's saying, because you see, we are talking about avos and tolos. Oh, it's only, we're only talking about the avos, and tolos which are in the pasuk. But avos and not tolos are not, tolos are not in the pasuk. So the question is what kind of thing is it, tolos which are not written in the pasuk? It's a pointed question because it's pointing your mind to the fact that there must be some idea or some difference between a tolo which is in the pasuk and a tolo which is not in the pasuk. You know what I mean? Like, where you would think that there's no such difference, because you'd think a tolo and all, that's the category, av and tolo. Now all of a sudden Tosis is forcing a new breakdown. There's such a thing as a tolo in the pasuk and a tolo not in the pasuk. And he's making that seemingly arbitrary distinction into a necessary, an important distinction. So it points your mind to be thinking about what is that difference. As opposed to if you just would have asked what's Amin and what's Maskana, now you just have to start just thinking like a very general thought. Now you have a very pointed thing to think about. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I'm thinking somewhat to Gary's saying here that it's actually your previous question, which we have here, that I think is very relevant, which is that it seems there's two ideas in Tolda. One idea in Tolda is where its existence, it's like a secondary existence. Okay? Which means, like Bani Gaon. So you have the Torah has, you have Seisen and Baharas, are prime, like those are the essential existences. And then you have Sapachas, which means secondary. So if you ask me, what is this Tolda? It's the secondary to this Ace. It's the secondary to the Baharas. So its existence is one of secondary. It's a secondary kind of an existence. It's like a faded seis. Or I don't know how it goes in the colors here exactly, but it means that's the very definition of the thing. It's definitionally, it's a tolda. Its existence is one of tolda. But for instance, that doesn't necessarily mean once I know the av, I know the tolda. Doesn't mean that, because like you said, the Torah has to posit, like it's an axiom, that there are toldas. Because just because it's secondary. It's, let's say, a faded Zeis. So how do you know that the Torah wants to include the secondary Zeis? Maybe it only wants to include the primary. If it just says Zeis, you say Zeis. Torah's teaching, you know, there is secondary. Each of the Negas and the Goyim has a secondary. Now, in classifying it, you classify it as a Tolda because it's secondary to it. But in derivation, so to speak, you need the Pasuk to say it. And it's part of, if you ask me, if you wanted to paint for me the intrinsic conceptual structure, intrinsic conceptual system in the Goyim, you'd have to include the Toldos. Because you have to know that there's the Avos and the Toldos. That there's the primary in the Goyim and the secondary in the Goyim. You can't just leave out how could you leave out the Toldos? Toldos are part of the thing. It's just Shain Shein Arba. It means you'd be missing a major component of the concept of Negoim if you didn't say the secondary thing. Now it's true, it's a Tolda, but that doesn't mean it's any less significant to mention. I mean, it's less significant in the conceptual classification because it's secondary. But in terms of limud, it's no less significant. In terms of limud, you have to learn them both because they have to tell me that the Torah has the primaries and the secondaries. Right? That's very important. In terms of limud, how could a Mishnah not tell you that? Because it's second. Because in the abstract conceptual analysis, they have a secondary existence and not a primary. Who cares? But I mean, but that's part of the Torah's the structure, the intrinsic structure of a Nagaya. Okay? And it doesn't make any sense to not mention those. You have to mention that. Okay? But then there's a different idea of a Tolda, which is like, see, Hachmasa, that's not the case in Hachmasa. Hachmasa is, it's simply a derivative. It's really derived. It's not just a secondary in existence. In fact, it's not. I don't know. It isn't secondary in existence. Its existence is, it's the same as, so is Hachmasa any less of a malacha than Hotzah is? I mean, in the Mishkan, they happen to have Hotzah. The Torah says Hotzah. Okay, so the Limud is Hotzah. But the Svara says Mali Yuli, Mali Afuke. What's the difference? It doesn't make any difference. And therefore, they're both equally Asar. And they're both equally Malacha. And there's really no difference between them. The only difference is because the Tov Mishnah, the Malacha is learned from Mishkan. In Mishkan, they had Hotzah. And not Hachnasa. So therefore, in Limud, there's the Av, and then there's that which is derived from it, which is the Tolda. But it's Tolda, it means like secondary, but it's in derivation, it's a Tolda. It's derived from it.
but its existence is not a secondary kind of an existence. Its existence is a primary existence, and it's just like a mirror of Hotzah. Once you tell me Hotzah, Hachnasa just naturally comes along for the ride. So it's, see that, it's like a detail almost. See that, you don't have to have that. That's the Gemara's point, is that if the Iker is Shabbos, you can tell me the full above. But if you tell me the Iker, you just want to give me the main conceptual structure of Melachas Hotzah, so you're going to have the other Av. You're going to have Hotzah. But you don't have to tell me that which is derived from it, because it's derived from it. So if you use your mind, you'll figure out that it should be derived from it. You don't even need a pasuk. Is there a pasuk which teaches Yochmas is also? No, there's not even a pasuk. It's just a svarah. Svarah, Mali Yilei Machnus, Mali Fuket, same exact thing. So you don't have to tell me. You're just trying to paint for me the broad lines, the conceptual structure, the basic conceptual structure of the thing. So there's no reason to mention the Tolda. You don't want it. The Tolda is its details. In Masechet Shabbos, you'll do it. But in Masechet Shavuos, where you're just trying to give me the broad lines, so that kind of a Tolda, it's not right in the Pasuk, that kind of a Tolda. So where does it come from? It just comes automatically. Misvara just comes along for the ride. So that's not part of the conceptual, intrinsic conceptual structure of the thing. It's a detail. See, if it's written in the Pasuk, what does it show you? So what does Tosas mean? It's written in the Pasuk, what does that show you? It shows you, and this is your point, is that that's an axiom. Which means that why do you have to write in the Pasuk? The Torah doesn't just have to write every Tolda, like in Melachos. It doesn't write every, so why should we have to write it? It's Tolda. But it means, because it's axiomatic. It means it's part of the intrinsic logical structure that the Torah is positing, and it's not derived. It's not derived from anything else. Because if it were derived, the Torah's not going to write it. So it means it's not derivative. So the Torah's saying, when the Mishnah's saying you don't list the Toldos, it means those Halachos which are derived, you don't have to list, because they're derived. You can derive them. But those halachos which are not derived, but are need to be posited independently, which is manifested by the fact that the Torah wrote it independently, so those it does have to write. Now, you'll tell me those are called toldos. Toldos doesn't mean in derivation. Toldos means its existence is a tolda. So when it says that it's not mentioning toldos, means those things which are derivatives. They're derived from it. Okay, they're derived from it. You could derive it from the Av. So it's like born right out of the Av, the other Av, and then those things derived. That you're not going to mention, because it's automatic, it's derived, you can just derive it. But those things which their very existence is secondary, but they're not derived, so then those definitely do have to list. And the way you differentiate those are if they're in the Torah or not. If it's Ksivi Bakra, that means it's not derived, but it's in as a separate lima. So then Tolda would have to mean it's conceptually in existence is a Tolda. So that you have to list. But when it says Tolda by Shabbos was not written in the Pasuk, it's really just derived. And the contrary, it's not its existence is not a secondary existence, it's just as primary as the other one, just in derivation it's a Tolda. So he's saying you have to learn the Gemara properly. The Gemara is saying it only mentions Avos, not Tolda. It doesn't mean it only mentions the main essence of the thing. Right, that would be by Menagam, I shouldn't mention it. Because what's Svara, why should it do that? Apparently that's not as far. You could have had that, could have said that, it's only mentioning the most major heading. But why should it do that? I mean, it's a Mishnah, and it's trying to paint for you the conceptual structure of the thing. So how could you, so it's saying, why should you just leave out the Tolda? Like by Nagayim. And that's part of the Torah's positive. Torah had a positive. Why should the Mishnah not tell you that's part of the structure? So rather, what makes sense with the Gemara is saying is because Tolda is just derived. So there's no reason for the Mishnah to list it for you. You figure it out on your own if you're smart enough. Torah held you could figure it out on your own. So the Mishnah also held, you know, in Shabbos, it's going to spell it out for you. But over there, you'll figure it out. So then the Maskana is good. And I guess the Havin it would have been. It's just the main idea. But I mean, Tosa is showing you, but he's proving to you. I mean, you could have said it in Svara. That's probably it's a better idea. But he's proving to you, because if you were to say it the other way, then the Gemara should have moved in right away. Then, but Maris Nagon doesn't work out. But he's proving to you from his kasha. I mean, that's his point. And it tells us no. And the kasha, the question and answer is: the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi once quoted that Rabbeinu Tam sent a letter somewhere. Oftentimes, the question and answers aren't because it's like he's a kasha. Like, what are we going to do? We have a kasha. It's a style. It's like a Socratic method. You know, it's a style of bringing out an idea. It's through the kasha that helps focus. It helps show you how to learn the Gemara. I mean, it's true. I mean, you really see how to learn the Gemara from the Tosas. You understand the Gemara about it. And the way we understood it, I think it's good with this. It was what we said. We said it's showing you the basic conceptual structure of the thing. And that's why you have the Peturim. The Peturim help bring out the conceptual structure. Right? Because the two components, one component of the Tolda doesn't help to help illustrate the conceptual structure at all. Just direction. It's in irrelevant detail. But by the Nagayim, it does. It's important. So I'll ask you a question. Yeah, go ahead. The point is like this. When you reference the question, then he's asking the question, so why by Shabbos do you have to even mention Achlasa? But it's derived, you figure it out. So there's a difference between when you're studying, when you're presenting a subject matter per se, so then you maybe present the whole area. Even things which could be derived, you present the area as is. And in Tolan Hotzah, there's Achlasa, the Hotzah and Achlasa. And you present the full picture. It's just that when you're referencing something, just talking about it like in passing, so you don't. It's not the time to mention details. It's the time you want to just get to the core, mention the core thing, and then the details, if it could be figured out, so then you don't have to mention them. You just don't mention it. You mention it in passing. In passing, you just mention the main idea. But when you mention the thing itself, so then that's the time where you elaborate and you go into the details. So, I mean, it's true. The Mishnah doesn't have to mention oranges and potatoes and tomatoes. I mean, those are really all identical. But I mean, what's on Achnasa? It's true, Misvari, you could extend from one to the other, but it doesn't mean like they're two cases, they're two directions, they're a little bit different. You know, now if you're a thinker, you could figure out that they have to both be also, but that doesn't mean, therefore, to write them is just superfluous, you know? Not everything which you could figure out is superfluous to write. You know, I mean, he's just saying is that when it's the subject matter. But when it's not the subject matter, then you only write that which is the main, the major point. Okay? So just, you could ask a kasha now. Or maybe not ask a kasha, but you could, I think, better understand the havamina of this first answer, of the Gemara. The Gemara originally saying is that when it comes to, that in Shabbos, it's not mentioning the Tolda. So why is it not mentioning the Tolda? Because the Tolda is not part of the conceptual structure of the thing. And the Mishnah is only mentioning the essential conceptual structure. It's only mentioning the essential conceptual structure. So when it comes to Negayim, it does Avos and Toldas because they're both part of the essential structure. When it comes to Shabbos, the Tolda is not part of the conceptual structure. Right? It's not part of the conceptual structure. So it says, but then you only have two. You only have the Avos conceptual structure. It says, no, Chiv and Ptor. Right, Chiv and Ptor. So he said, the way we explained it, because Chiv and Ptor shows the whole conceptual structure. Two components, one component, you know? So you could have said, is like, I is not the same as Negayim. Right? But you could argue that it's not the same as Negayim. It sort of is the same as Negayim. It's not the same as Negayim because it doesn't do, Negayim only does it through Chiv. But here, the way it chooses to bring out the conceptual structure is through the Chiv and Ptor. You know what I mean? And in Negayim, that wasn't the method because the nature of the thing that you brought out through the Avos and Toldos. You know what I mean? But in each area, you don't always bring out the conceptual structure in the same way in different areas. So when it comes to Shabbos, there's two elements. I want to show you there's two elements and only one of them, you need both of them for Chiv. Then the way it brings out the conceptual structure is through Chiv and Ptor. When it comes to Negayim, where that's not the case, there the way is to bring out the whole structure is through the Av and Tolda. You know, I mean, that was the Av Mina. Apparently, the Kasha is still, since they're not the same, so it's a Kasha. Whereas it's difficult to say that the Mishnah is just listing Stein, Shein, Arba, things which have a similar, which are 2 and 4 in conceptual structure, you know. Apparently the Gemara held that they should be more akin. Was to unite them in a Mishnah, even though essentially they're doing the same thing, Stein, Shein, Arba, bringing out the conceptual structure, since they're doing it in different manners, one is through the Ptors, through what's not included, another through what is included, still it's saying is that it's not smooth to say that that's the all-in-one Mishnah. You know what I mean? But rather, it went to the other thing. It's not showing the conceptual structure, but it's showing the lima tosh b'chsav tosh b'alpah. You know what I mean? But it's not crazy. The Havmin is not crazy. You know what I mean? Because you could have argued that that's just an accidental difference, that the way to bring out the conceptual structure here is through Chiv and Ptor, the way to bring it out there is through the Avos and Toldos. But it's just saying but now they're not really so similar anymore. So it's Shai Shein Arba should be smoother to say that it's painting a picture of the same thing which is repeated four times in Shas. You know what I mean? Not to say things which are similar. Like it's hard. You know, it's harder to say. Even though, but I'm just saying it's not crazy. That's what I just want to show you. The Amid is not like it didn't know about Nagayim, man. Like, there's nothing at all to do with Nagayim. It's very similar to Nagayim, but not quite exactly the same. And therefore, the Gemara rejects it. You know what I mean? But you could imagine holding that way. I mean, I don't know if, it doesn't seem like there's a really Amid Amar who held by it. At the end of the day, it seems like the Gemara rejected it. But what I'm saying is, it is a possible idea. You know what I mean? Just the Gemara was nota against it. You know what I mean? It leaned against it. Just do a slice point. So the Gemara basically said, so now the Gemara goes to the answer that it's really mentioning the Avos and the Toldos. Okay, it's not mentioning Petores, it's mentioning the Avos and the Toldos. So saying Avos and Toldos means Avos and Hachnasa. It says the problem is, it says Yitzias Shabbos, which means only Otsa. Right? And there's only, so Yitam is Otsa and Hachnasa, but it says Yitzias. Yitzias is only Otsa. Right, he's saying it's only mentioning the Chiyuvim. So you're saying it's only mentioning the Chiyuvim. There's only two Chiyuvim of Otsa. So it says, no, Hachnasa is also called Otsa. Hachnasa is also called Otsa. And it goes through a whole long proofs, all these proofs, that it's also considered Otsa. And it says, why? Why is it also called Otsa if it's really Hachnasa? So it says, because any time you're being called a Kiras Chefetz, Mimekomo, Tana, Otsa, Karelai, it's called Otsa because you're being Oker the Chefetz from its Makam. Okay, you're uprooting it from its place, so it's called Otsa. So I just want to know, what's the Havinu Askana here about whether it's appropriate to call Hachnasa a Yitzia or not? And the Havinu would be, Otsa means Otsa, Yitzias means Yitzias, means Otsa, not Hachnasa. The answer is no. It's still called Otsa because you're being Oker Achevis from its Makam. So I just want to quickly explain that. I mean, it's a little strange, right? I mean, saying Otsa doesn't only mean Otsa, it also means Hachnasa. Sounds like they're opposites, but no, that's also fine. I mean, just what's the back and forth here?
Yeah, so Daniel's saying good. It's a productivity svara. Okay? So the thing is like this, is that there's two ways to define Otsa. See, if you look at like a Maisa Adam, in terms of like an action, there's an action of bringing something in, bringing something out. They're not the same thing. There's outside and inside. A person is outside and inside. I bring something outside, I'm not doing the same thing as bringing it inside. Different actions. A purse for a person, outside and inside are different places, different locations. This is an idea of bringing something to the street, bringing something to my house. They're different. They're different types of actions. But in Hotsa, it's the idea of the productivity. And the productivity of Hotsa is the fact that you're being Oker an object from its makom and putting it into a new makom. Okay? It's the change of location of the object. That's the productivity of Hotsa. So in that regard, the direction is really... is a detail. The direction is a detail. In terms of the productivity of the thing, it's the change in the chafta. That's what it's called kiros chavetz makom. Either way, you're being okay the chavetz from a smakom, giving it a new makom. So which way you're doing it is really irrelevant. If you're talking about it as a human action, though, they're different, because going inside, going outside, they're different. But so far as the idea of the productivity, which is a malacha, of the change of the location of the object, they're just accidentally differentiated. Now, you could ask a question... so why call them both Otsa? Call them both Hachnasa. Right? In other words, this is just explaining why they're the same. Right? Why they should be both called the same word, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really showing, because you could say, call Akira Chefetz Mekom means you're removing it from its place, or you could call it Hachnasa. You're bringing the Chefetz into a new place. Right? Wouldn't that be equally valid?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the idea is, well, it's just... the productivity of the object has two parts to it, you know? So I could see showing why the Mishnah would want to group them together, because it wants to show they're all the same. But which way to go, I mean, is an arbitrary distinction, right? So it's a good question. I think, I forgot, I have to check. But I was thinking it's different, it's a little different. Tosfos has different questions. So why are you calling it Yitzios Shabbos? It should have been Hotzos Shabbos, because... Hotzos is like the bringing out. So why is it called Yitzios? Because it's leaning on the pasuk. Al Yetzei Yesh Mekomo. So Al Yetzei is because I guess Yitzios means it's like the person going out. Hotzah is like you're being motzi an object. Right. So you should really say I think Hotzos where you're bringing an object out. Yeah, Yitzios means like you're going out. So why is it calling it Yitzios? The real should be the verb which is acting on something, not where you're going out. So he says it's true, Tosfos says it's true, but the pasuk, I wanted to, pasuk ayetzei shemkomo, a person shouldn't go out, which they say means to go out with your man, with your clay. But it just wants to reflect, the Mishnah wants to point to the pasuk, it wants to, you know, to reflect the fact that Hotzah is found in the Pasuk. So therefore, even though really it would be more accurate to say Hotzah, but it wants to make reference, especially because Hotzah is really learned out from a Pasuk, that the Pasuk Yom Tov even had Hotzah, so it wants to make reference to the Pasuk, they're just learning it out. So I think you can say the same thing here. I thought someone on the Rishonim said it, I just can't find them right now. But I think you can say the same thing here. Is it really called it Hotzah or Hachnasah? Really, either one would have been appropriate to call it. But the idea is you want to call it the same. But it makes sense, you want to be hark back to the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk really is that which was in the Mishkan, and that was Yitzias. So therefore, but it classifies them together. It doesn't want to classify them separately, because that would imply that they're really conceptually differentiated. But really, in terms of productivity, they're really the same. It's one malacha. That's what he shows, is that when in the list of the Lamentas Malachos, it really only has one of them. It only has the Hotzah, it doesn't have the Hachnasa. You know, the ones that you're chayef for. But it says it's clear that it means both. What I want to do tomorrow, I'd like to do tomorrow, is the next thing, Rava. Rava has a new explanation of why it is that the Mishnah has, why it is, what's the Shtayim, why it is that over here it has only two. It has, I'm sorry, in Shavuos it only has Shtayim Shein Arba. Okay, it doesn't have all eight. Okay? It's all funny there. You can look at Rava. Rava Amar. Okay. Rav Amar, Rishuyos time, right before two dots. You can look there. You can look at the Rashi and Tosas. They're a little bit different. But the question is, what's his idea? He said, "What? If you finish that, I mean, the question is, what's Rav's idea?" You look at Rashi and Tosas. I'm not sure I want to get into the Machlokas. They learn a little differently. But the question is, what's his main idea? Can we just get an idea for Rav? It's all funny. You'll see, it's funny. Read Rav, you'll see, it's funny. Okay, but if you finish that, then you can just go further in the Gemara. I mean, we did this further in the Gemara. You know, the count, the 16, the 4, but I want to do it again. We'll define the steps a little bit more. We already talked a lot about it, but the count, you know, the steps, you counted as 12, you counted as 16, but the parts of the Gemara which we didn't really get into, I want to do also, you know, and just keep it running straight, okay?